Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Before we get into the video, man, I want to give a quick shout out, quick word from our sponsor, BETonline.ag. They sponsored his last video. They're back again. They're the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports teams. March Madness is going on right now. There's a lot of upsets. Is your bracket busted 10 or is it still perfect?
It's still perfect.
Okay.
I don't make mistakes. I'm the only perfect bracket left.
Nah, me and you are the only perfect brackets left.
Yeah.
But, you know, most people can't be like us. So make sure y'all go and place y'all's bets. You know, you might want to put a couple upsets here and there. It's the year of the upsets, so go do that. But nah, if y'all are putting y'all's bets, make sure to use BET Online. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. Now let's get into it. Welcome back to Chump Chat, ladies and gentlemen. Today we got an extra special guest, my boy, our boy, Cameron Harper. Tanner was saying hashtag Slovenia boys. That's where we all linked up about a year ago, a little bit more than a year ago. But yeah, former Celtic man, now New York Red Bull. Yeah, but make sure if y'all are watching this to like, share, and subscribe with y'all's friends. Share with y'all's friends, subscribe, and turn on y'all's post notifications so y'all don't miss a single episode. And yeah, let's get into it. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. How are you guys? What you been up to?
Just playing the beautiful game. That's all we can say. We're all healthy. That's a priority, right? So that's all we can ask for.
That's beautiful.
Nah, but you're the main man right now at the moment. Obviously, Tan's the national team, but New York man, as I was saying.
The New York man. Yeah, dude, I wanted to wait for this just so that I could give you the updates on it. It was chaos trying to get this done. Chaos.
So I think I read that originally you were going to just sign a pre-contract, go for free, but it worked out that y'all ended up getting a fee, right? And so it worked out for both parties.
So I signed a pre-contract just like kind of like a for security. But then obviously Celtic were like, okay, this kid's got 6 months left in his contract. Why would we let him go for free when we can maybe get like a little bit of money from him? So then they end up getting it sorted, but it was chaos. It took weeks to get it done, and it was back and forth, and it's done now, and thankfully I'm in the Big Apple. I'm a little boy in the Big Apple.
Where they got you posted up, bro? They got you a nice apartment or something, or what?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's a bit far from everything. It's in it's near that place called Morristown. So we train in New Jersey. It's like I don't know, maybe 35-40 minutes outside like the city. So it's kind of quiet, but I kind of got everything I need. It's got a nice little pool, a nice little lounge area, and it's weird. You know, I'm not in Scotland. You had that miserable like cold. You know, it just took it out of you. You would wake up in the morning, you'd look outside the window, it's like opening and slamming because the wind, you're just like snug in your blanket. You're like, I don't want to leave. But here it's colder, but it's like sunny. So you get a bit of, it just feels nicer, you know, just feels good.
It's good.
We like that. That's what we like to hear.
You were saying that, you know, you're liking it so far, but you know, what were some of the reasons and where was that moment you were like, maybe I want to go back home, back to the US. Yeah. Like, what was that like?
It was kind of weird because I was speaking to like a few teams in England and like there was an interest from a few places, but if I went to England, I would have played probably 23s for a year and probably would have got a loan after that when I'm like 21. And when you're 21 and you're getting a loan, like you want it to go well. If it doesn't go well, you're now 22 with like a not so great loan spell. But so I was like, you know, I could go to Red Bulls or like another MLS team and probably challenge for a spot right away. I'd hope so. And so I spoke to them and I had a conversation with like the head director, and he just kind of like what he was telling me. Like I just liked what he had to say. It was very progressive. Like it's a pretty young group this year. You know what I mean? They're doing that kind of over at Dallas, isn't it? Dallas have quite like a young core that's just very good, right?
Yeah, we got a bunch of young players. Our our average age, I saw a thing on MLS. It was like ours is 24. We're like sixth youngest team. Then there's other teams or whatever. But yeah, y'all are a young team as well, bro.
Yeah, we're a young team, and like I think you see like just having a young team, you get a good environment around it. You know what I mean? Sometimes like if it's all older guys and a young guy coming up, it can be like a bit where you don't vibe with the older guys, and the fact that you have other younger guys to kind of hang out with outside of training and stuff, it just kind of helps. And I just liked what they had to say. You know, there's a real thingy for development. Like you look at Tyler Adams, you look at Caden Clark, you look at guys like Matt Miazga. So they have produced players who went on to become like national team players, and that's a good thing to look up to. And it's, like I said, just good to have other younger guys around that you can just vibe with and go get food with after training. So I just liked it, you know, first team football and a good environment to put yourself in at like an age that, you know, for us, it's important to get first team football. It's, we're 19, we're turning 20. The yarn you're playing, the thing that I like about what you're doing. Yeah. I like what you're doing because Porto B's and, Porto B is actually playing in like a professional league, you know?
Yeah.
Not many teams get that in Europe. A lot of the 23s play reserve leagues. I like how, like, if Celtic was to have been in a professional league, it probably would have been better. But the fact that you're playing in a professional league, you get that development of playing against men, playing against guys who, like, maybe aren't as technically sharp as youngsters, but they're more street smart as players. Because playing against men, they know how to put their body into you. They know how to just be smarter and make it harder for you, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. I mean, like you said, they might not be as technical, but they're guys fighting for their jobs. They want to be in the first division, obviously. So it's stuff like that you can't really – it's irreplaceable, you know?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Scotland, man. Let's talk about USA and Scotland, man.
Let's do it.
What's up with that? Where's your dream to play? What country are you playing for? Just tell me about it.
Yeah. Oh no, come on. It's the US, right? The US camps are just fun, you know what I mean? They're just fun to be at. And I mean, at the end of the day, you're gonna pick whoever wants you, you know. If I could say Scotland or I could say US right now, but in 5 years, you know, I might be having to beg for one of them to call me up. Please call me up, guys, you know. So you know,
nah.
If you're getting the US call up, you're taking it. You know what I mean? That's always my thing. Like if I get called up for the US, it's always who I'm gonna go for, because just I think you've also just got good guys in the US, you know what I mean? Like everyone just kind of vibes well, everyone just kind of like just a good group of guys, I feel. Even I've not met a lot of the 23s, but even some of the 23s I've met, they're just sound guys, and that's just it's what you want when you go away, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Call things easier, right?
Yeah,
of course, sure. Of course. You need that chemistry on and off the field. It's important.
Yeah, 100%.
Bro, what I was noticing about your Instagram, I was looking at your Instagram trying to see what I could ask and stuff like that.
Let's do it.
What I noticed is you tag all your Instagram posts, TNG and AAA.
Oh, what is that all about? No. So that's actually a big, 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 big inside joke between me and my best friend, and then some of my few friends. I'm thinking maybe, you know, if I ever make it big one day, big, you know, if I'm ever 25, 28, playing somewhere big, I've got the mic. I think that's when I'm going to release that information, you know?
Okay.
So what you're saying is in 5 or 6 years, you're going to come back on Chum Chat, and then you're going to release the information? Is that what we're hearing?
Hopefully I'm a Chum Chat regular. Hopefully by episode 10, by 10th episode I'm on here, I'll release that information.
Yeah, you will be. Okay. You will be. Don't worry. It'll be the same as like, we'll be so big. It'll be the same as like telling it to ESPN or something. It'll be the biggest news.
Oh, dude, 100%. 100%.
Dang, we just got big shoes to fill though. But
no, I've watched your stuff. I was watching another one today. Who was I watching today? Oh, I watched Thomas. I watched a little bit of Charlie. Dude, I just like it. It's very laid back. It's funny, you know what I mean? I feel like some of the podcasts I've been on are just kind of intense, you know. I just like the laid back, you know, like especially like now that I've played with you guys, I know like your vibe, I know stuff like that. I just like how you guys go about it, you know.
Yeah, we That's figured true. it'd be like easier to just talk to guys our age, and obviously yeah. people want to know like the future stars, quote unquote. And so we have personal relationships with you guys, so
yeah, it's easier.
100%. But bro, me and Tanner were talking about this when you got on. So at camp in Slovenia, you know our boy Kevin. There was a little bit of a scuffle there, and not a fight, just for the fans to know, not a fight, just a winger and a right back going.
Oh
at it.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh yeah.
What was that all about? Yeah. What was that all about?
I just remember. I remember we were in training, and me and Kevin. You know, Kevin's a bit nippy, so every time I'll get the ball, you know, the worst thing you want as a winger is when your right back kind of nippy's getting into you. You know what I mean? Just kind of frustrates you. And I remember we played a game, and every time he was nipping at my feet, and I couldn't get past him. You know, I was like, geez, I cannot get past this guy today. Because I remember telling myself, like, the first day I seen Kevin, he used to always pick up the ball, do a drag, and come inside. I was like, Jesus, this guy does the exact same thing. It keeps working on me. So I couldn't get past him offensively. I couldn't win the ball from defensively. And he's just so nippy. I was like, this guy just knows how to get under my feathers. So I think one time he might have tripped me or something. I guess I'm quite reactionary. Like during the game, you know, you kind of, or just during training, you get kind of emotional and stuff. Like, so I think I might have pushed him, or I may have said like, oh, like what the fuck was that or something. And then, yeah, I always thought, I was like, did anybody know that we had that little bit of beef? But no, I actually like Kevin as a player a lot. I've always told that Kevin and, Nate Harriel, those are the two right backs I always used to never like coming up against in the national team. Never.
That's perfect, actually, because one of the questions that we were going to ask today is who's the best American defender you faced?
There's actually, if you really think about it, there's so many good ones, aren't there?
Yeah.
I always don't like coming up against Nate. Don't like coming up against him at all, because he's quite smart, and he's kind of like my kryptonite. He's smart, and he's quick. He's able to kind of move side to side really quickly. I always said it was Nate, Kevin. Who else did I not really enjoy playing up against?
Ian.
Ian. Yeah, Ian's. I always found Ian's more attacking though.
Yeah, Ian's Ian is more like,
attacking. Ian's that one that will make you track back and like.
Because, yeah, I think he used to be a winger, too.
Yeah, he used to be a winger. So he's really techy. He's really good with the ball. So he's running forward. You're just kind of like, can you just give me a break? You know, when you're a winger and the left back or the right back is just flying, you're just like, yeah, I need a break. This is draining. Trey was also good. I liked Trey a lot. He was very sharp on the ball.
He's at Sporting Kansas City right now, huh?
I think I've seen that. Is he with Sporting KC, too, or is he at preseason with the first team?
I have no idea. Their badge is like very similar, but I just seen on his Instagram that he was in the Sporting KC gear. I was like, another boy coming back to MLS, you know?
Another boy coming back to MLS. No, too right.
So what are the biggest differences between, because you're a West Coast boy, you're a Cali boy, although you got the Scottish accent, now you're a Cali boy playing for Patria Lourdes. Now you're on the East Coast, you're in New York.
Yeah.
You weren't in LA, but you were in LA, right?
I was like 25 minutes south of it, 30 minutes south. So you could, when I tell people who I've never met before, away from LA, just easier, but not really.
Okay, so you got like the two rivalries there. Obviously, you haven't lived in New York too long, but you know, which one do you think you're liking better? What's a better place for you think, living wise?
It's weird. So 2 years ago, when I first moved to Celtic, I was really homesick. And I miss it because I missed my friends and stuff when I was young. But now that I'm like getting a little bit older, I'm 19. I was back in California for COVID. That was a lot of fun. But I would say it's a bit slower there. And since being in Scotland, I was kind of near a city, like maybe 15 minutes outside the city. I like the bustle of the city. So what kind of sold me on New York also is that it's a big city. So right now they're so different. You know what I mean? They're very different. The people are very different. California people are making me a bit more stuck up, and like it's very about your image. Whereas I feel like here people are more grind mode, more just trying to like succeed and stuff. It's cold here, which isn't ideal, but I guess they both have pros and cons. West Coast is my home, so I will say West Coast. Sunny, just got everything. But here's, I've liked it so far here. And I'm actually excited to spend a summer here. And so we'll see. We'll see. It's a bit early to answer that, you know.
Are you gonna develop the New York slang now? Are you gonna get the big black puffer jacket? What's that all about?
You're gonna
rock the Timbs?
In six months, you're gonna see a different drip, different accent. You're gonna see, I don't even know what even is New York drip. I don't even know.
But you just gotta get the big Montclair puffer jacket, you know, with the Timberlands.
Oh, 100%. You're gonna see me in 6 months. I'm gonna be a different person.
I'm expecting those tunnel pictures with the game with the day drip, the game day drip.
Oh, the game day drip. You'll see. Well, yeah, because MLS has photographers everywhere. Those guys, dude, they're probably taking photos of you taking. That's how many photographers there are. So
yeah, they got yeah.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Hey, FC Dallas is upped our. We've upped our camera quality. I don't know if you follow Thomas Roberts on Instagram. Had a banger in training. They're capping. They're getting all the training goals, all the images. They're getting it.
I seen that. It was it's funny. Did you guys play against Thomas? Played against us last season, or no, not us, but our older Pats team, like a few years ago, and he scored the exact same type of goal.
Yeah, I remember that goal.
I remember that as well.
Exact same type of goal. He's just got that. He's got the muscle memory down on that one. Always top corner.
Yeah. Speaking of goals, man. Obviously, you're going into the new water up in New York. What are you trying to accomplish this season, man? With New York.
Right now, just games, and then you're hoping for your first season, 25, 30 games. You know what I mean? Because that's a big part of it. Just playing, and hopefully I can get, I don't know, 5 goals, 5 assists, 10 goal contributions for a first season. I think it's a big target when you think about it. Like, okay, that's a goal contribution every three games if you are to play basically every game of the season. But I'm kind of waiting for till we play a few MLS teams in preseason to kind of gauge the level and stuff, because we played the senior team at like a camp last year, and they were good. They were really sharp on the ball and stuff. So I think it's going to be like a really hard league to play in. It's pretty physical, I've heard. Like, it's a lot of running, and you've got a lot of athletes. So we'll just see. We'll take it week by week type of thing. And I think we play – who do we play? Inter-Miami maybe in preseason? And so, like, you can base that off a pretty good level, because they're one of the good teams in there. So hopefully 5 goals, 5 assists.
It's a good solid number. That is a solid number. Go ahead, Dan.
No, are y'all staying up in New York for preseason, or y'all going down to somewhere?
Oh, we're going to IMG. I don't even know. Maybe in a week or so, and we're I think a few teams are going there. How about you guys? Where are you guys going?
We're staying in Dallas because we got we're gonna
good weather.
Yeah, we got good weather. We're taking a few trips to San Antonio, play their USL team, and then we're gonna play Austin and Houston. We're gonna go back and forth. So. Well, I mean, we're having a bunch of games already. I mean, they're playing tomorrow, inter squad, 90 minutes. And then, I mean, they're jumping right in, man. So I think we're going to have from the looks of it, man, everybody I've talked to back home says it's a different preseason than before. And it's going to be a different year. But, you know, we'll see. We got a bunch of new guys. Like, if you saw they came out with like a percentage of how many minutes the players returning, like on the team had played last year. Colorado's got like 96% of the minutes played last year are returning. We're down with like 60%, man. We're like one of the bottom five teams. Yeah, we got a bunch of new guys. We got rid of a bunch of players that played a lot of minutes for us last year. So it's going to be a whole new thing for us.
That's exciting. Like, what type of what new look are they going for? Are they going for like a younger team, or are they going just different types of players, like some players' contracts right now? Or what's kind of what are they going different for this season?
Yeah, so we had our like star center back for the longest, Reto Ziegler. He played at Tottenham, and I think he played.
I've seen
him.
He had a lethal left foot. Lethal.
Yeah, crazy, bro. But yeah, so his contract was up, and we felt like we needed a new center back, so we got a guy from Granada in Spain's first league, and everybody's telling me he's doing really well. And then we basically got all new wingers, man. We got we signed like three new wingers. We got rid of all of our old wingers. So it's going to be a new front line. And then, I mean, Paxton Palmacall's back, so he'll help us out a lot. I know he's itching to play.
He's filthy.
And then yeah, we got some college draft guys. You know, we'll see what they can do if they get any opportunities. But, yeah.
I feel like you guys are always just a good team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're trying to get to that next level, man.
Imagine if you guys kept imagine Johan stayed, Weston McKennie stayed. You know, you guys had, like, you guys had good youth players who have left. You know what I mean?
Chris Richards, too, man.
Chris Richards, forgot about him. Chris Richards.
Bro, Tan, I forgot to tell you. So, Lou City is going to Texas, and they're playing, like, Austin, Houston, Everett. They're supposed to play Dallas, but it fell through. And so, you're not going to get to see my brother, bro.
Oh, your younger brother?
Yeah, he was excited about that, but it didn't go through.
Dang. Yeah, man, it's preseason is always fun because you get to play teams, even, like, you get to play USL teams. And it's fun just to see guys that you've met or whatever and get to play them. But, man, last year with the COVID, man, I didn't get to travel a bunch. So, this year already – our first away game is versus San Jose. Never played against them. Hopefully, right before COVID hit, we were literally the day that they canceled the league, like, or shut everything down. I was coming to New York, but we're playing New York City, and I was super excited, man. And they shut everything down. So hopefully, you know, this year I can make it up to New York if it's on the schedule. They haven't released it yet, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think you should, because we play LA Galaxy away. So, like, that's the farthest, like, we could probably possibly go. We play LA Galaxy away second week. And then we play Sporting KC first week. So, surely, I'm thinking probably less travel, less kind of East Coast to West Coast, but maybe, like, once a season or something. I don't really know how it works.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, you play everybody in your conference, and then they just kind of do, like, random when you play out of conference. So, we'll see what's on the schedule, but definitely excited for that, man. But who's your competition up there, like, on your wing?
Who is my competition? So we got a guy named Florian Valo, who's silky with it. He's very silky with it. Omir Fernandez, I think he went to college at Wake.
Yeah, I know Omir.
I'm trying to think. My mind's dead right now. We signed a Brazilian striker who we haven't got him yet. Who else? I'm hoping that was brought into play. That's what I'm hoping for, especially because I'm, like, a young guy. Hopefully they see something in me. So I'm actually not too sure my competition is. I think we don't really have a lot of out-and-out wingers who can, like, create stuff off the dribble. So I think that's probably decent for me, that I can offer something that maybe our other players don't, because our other wingers are more inverted, come in, kind of combined type of stuff. So I think, right. I'm not too sure. We'll just kind of see what the coach is feeling, especially with formation and stuff. But I'm excited for it. I'm really excited for it, actually.
I want to take a quick break from the video to shout out our sponsor, Canaan. It's a sunglass company. I don't know about you guys, but I know that sometimes when it's hot outside, I need my sunglasses. They be breaking. They're not as effective as I'd want them to be. But with Canaan, that's never a problem. You see, Canaan sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. They're clearer, lighter, and stronger. And their Italian handcrafted frames as well are impossible to scratch. So use exclusive code CanaanCast15 at Canaan.com to get 15% off your first pair. That's CanaanCast15. We'll pop that up right there to make it easier for y'all. And the link will be in the description. Go make sure y'all get y'all's first pair. Canaan, clearly better. Let's get back to the video.
Yeah, bro, we're excited for you. I think you're a confident player, so a lot of the goals you set out for yourself, I'm sure, can 100% happen. But
I hope so, man.
Nah, yeah, but we're going to get a little more serious now with our signature question. I'm going to go ahead and ask you, it's a whole brand, defining success. You know, everyone has different answers. There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. It's your opinion. You know, what do you think success is? What defines success for you? And do you think you've achieved it yet?
I think success is sacrificing something that you enjoy to achieve your dream in something. So, like, my version of success was me sacrificing a fun college scholarship or being at home having fun to go to a place that wasn't the most fun, because I was sacrificing something that I really want to do. And success is just being happy with what you've accomplished. And so far, I'm happy with what I've accomplished, and it's a really subjective question, actually, when you think about it. But I think it's just success is when you are doing something you enjoy and you're doing it well.
think that's brilliantly put, because the common answer is always being happy, but doing something you love to do and being successful at it, that's a different whole thing. And it's tough because you mentioned sacrifice. A few people have mentioned that, but it's definitely not easy to have success. I mean, it sounds easy when you say something like you're doing something you love and you get a living out of it, but you sacrifice a lot and you miss out on a lot. So that's well put, man. Yeah. That's pretty well put.
Yeah, you moved. Where were you living before for Dallas?
I was in Alabama. Yeah.
So what age did you leave at?
14. I moved to Dallas.
Yeah. So you probably sacrificed all your high school buddies, because what, maybe freshman year, sophomore year?
Yeah, I came. First year was my freshman year. Never been in high school, and then I met John, and then we were enemies at first. I don't know if you know the story, man.
We were not enemies. That was like one day.
We were enemies, bro. But I made a bunch of good friends in Dallas. So it was easy transition. I was ready for it. But definitely had to sacrifice a lot on missing out on events, vacations.
Yeah. It's probably scary leading up to it as well. The leading up to leaving it's scary because you don't know, especially at 14, you don't know how people are going to take you there. You don't know if you made a wrong decision. So it's good that you quickly enjoyed it, That's big sacrifice, and that goes towards what you're saying,
Yeah, man. I mean, we talk about sacrifices and friends and family, man. So you got a girlfriend or no?
Right now, no. It's complicated.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. Let's try to break it down then. Can we break it down or no?
Right now it's complicated.
Okay. Yeah. So
go ahead, Tim.
But it's good, no, though. It's good.
I was gonna say, we were talking about sacrifice. You can sacrifice maybe, a comfortable life with a girl and where you're at or whatever it may be to go abroad. It's difficult long distance, we know that.
Yeah.
But what we typically ask here is, obviously, I don't know how well you can answer this without getting yourself in trouble with the complication. But, obviously when you get a little bit bigger, there are people who will get closer to you, and they'll try to, may not leech off you, but leech off you, How do you differentiate the people that are really there because they like you and they love you for who you are, compared to the people that, are just there because they want some clout?
I think you seem to be good at reading people. Like the person I was seeing, or am seeing, I can tell she likes me for who I am. Most of my friends I've had since when I was a little kid. So I've not really made a lot of super close new friends since I've kind of done well for anybody. And I think that's pretty good that you don't, I just went brain dead right there.
Stray away from your original friends.
Yeah, stray from your original friends. Like, it's your original friends are the ones who were there for you before you made it. Like, not even big, because I've played one professional game. This is big. But I think it's just important that you keep your core that was there for you, when you were there, and just. I think you just need to kind of read which people like you for who you are and which people like you for what you have. I think you just kind of, you have gut feelings,
I agree.
Yeah. A bunch of people talk about the inner circle, having your inner circle friends that have been there, and then keeping knowing that there's people on the outer circle that you can kind of, communicate with and have interactions with, but they don't mean anything as much as your inner circle does. But, I kind of want to talk about the accent a little bit, man. Can you do a solid American accent for us real quick?
Okay, let's try this. It's weird because I've told this from a lot of people that it has a weird where it'll go half and half,
Yeah.
Like some words are half, some words are like, I can go a sentence and five of the words in the sentence sound Scottish, or people say I say the word taxi pretty Scottishly, taxi.
We got a sentence for you because we're trying to do this with our guests.
Okay.
All right, say it. I'm Cameron Harper, and I just define success with the chums in an American accent.
I'm Cameron Harper, and I just define success with the chums.
There you go.
That was a good American accent.
He's got it in there somewhere.
I still have it.
Yeah, bro, but do you got anything else for him, Ted?
I mean, maybe we do a are you big on TikTok or no?
Dude, I watch it, but I don't have it. I don't watch it, but I don't create videos. I watch it, but I don't create videos.
Because we're potentially starting a Chum Chat TikTok, you know? Mm-hmm. So maybe we do a quick thing. I don't know what's popping on TikTok, John. You would know, but we could do the same thing as last time, or we could hit like a – I don't know. They'd be doing like the they do the one where you like – you pop up on the screen, and that shit says like left foot or right foot, and then you like go like, oh, I'm right footed. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. You want me to make one and send it to you?
I have no idea what you're talking about. You know which one I'm talking about? Where the girls it'd be like the girls,
and then one will go that way, and then they'll cringily walk the other way.
We need some content. So we need you to make a little video for us, and then we're gonna make one as well, and we'll send you the topics, whatever. But that's it for me, really. I mean. I'm expecting big things this year, man.
I can't wait for this girl to see that it's complicated. She's like, Are you kidding me?
Nah, bro, but go ahead and promote yourself, promote your socials, whatever, so we can pop it up and people can go follow you.
My Instagram is Cameron_Harper. My Twitter, I have no idea what my Twitter is. I don't even know my Twitter. I don't even know what my Twitter handle is.
Man, that's when you know you're the man. You don't even have to promote yourself. Just go find him on socials.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, it was a fun episode, bro. Thank you so much for coming on. And to the people listening, you know, think about what you can take away from this man. He's got a lot to tell, and there's still a lot more to learn. So make sure y'all tune in this season, MLS, New York Red Bulls. And make sure y'all like, share, and subscribe. Turn on those post notifications. And everyone out there, look at him as an inspiration. Look at all of our guests. Look at us. And go find your own success.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.